all sorts of things are here. And they have lots of opinions, but I tell you, of all the things I've run into, I haven't run into a couple like I'm going to be talking to today. I have a kind of an unusual outfit, got a hat on with the press on it. But it's the Sisters Undercover. And Sisters Undercover, what an unusual name. And Casey Anakin and also Kara DeWitt are the sisters. And you're undercover and you're looking at a lot of issues. And, well, tell me what this is all about. This is a most unusual named company that I've heard. And Casey, I think you get credit for dreaming it up. Or was it Kara? Well, explain it.
Well, Sisters Undercover is all about going undercover in the health industry and finding the best of the best. And there's so much stuff out there now that is not really good, but marketed as good. And so we're taking things an extra step further. We're really investigating what is truly good and not just touted good or slapped good on, you know, a label. So we're digging deep and going in the food industry, beauty industry, and yeah, that's what we're all about.
Well, Kara, you're able to jump on board with this, even though it was Casey's original idea for the name. But you're in hook, line, and sinker, too.
Yes, actually, she is the vet of doing the food paleo world, and I'm kind of a newbie to the industry. And so she's kind of chartered the way, and I have followed, and I am much healthier for it. So she really got me on board quick with this.
I'm guessing that this is motivated in part because you feel like there's a lot of phony business out there, that there are people making claims that they should eat this or take that and so forth, and it's really not good for them, and it's not what it claimed to be. And you're jumping in and trying to find the true facts. Is it, did I guess right?
You got it. That's it. Nailed it right on it. I mean, we're just not letting companies off the hook anymore. We're really just going in there and wanting to expose the really good companies. There's a lot of great new companies coming to the forefront, and we want to expose how great they are, but we also want to expose the bad.
So, Kara, any surprises as you've jumped into this that you're finding that you've started looking in a certain area and you thought, oh my gosh, there's something here that we need to dig a little deeper?
Well, I was really surprised to find out that companies were saying that they were healthy or organic, and then when you dug a little bit deeper, you found out that it was, in fact, more mass-produced, and the soil and everything that the organic product was made from was maybe not as good as they were advertising. So that really surprised me, because I always felt like the companies kind of were in looking out for our best interests, and I'm finding out that you really have to look out for your best interest.
Okay, see, how do you do that? I mean, if you're an average consumer, you only have so many hours in the day, and you're pushing the shopping cart down your local supermarket and something saying it's good for you, this and that, and so forth. I mean, what's a consumer to do? It's an awful lot to try to figure out who they trust and who they don't.
That's right. When I started my journey, I was feeling like I had to reinvent the wheel, but that's why we're here. That's what Sisters Undercover is all about, is to be a hub, to be a resource for people to come to find the things that are really good. And so we're trying to be very broad. And so we're trying to have people not feel like they've got to reinvent the wheel. So we're here.
And getting the word out, you do a blog, is that right?
That's correct. Sistersundercover.com. And you can find us at Sisters Undercover on Facebook and Instagram. And Sis Undercover Twitter.
What are some of the things you've gotten into recently? Could you give some examples of some of what you've discovered, maybe good and bad?
Ooh, I feel like we could be here for a while. Because even here at the Natural Food Expo, there's a lot of stuff not in line. Not a lot of companies, I hate to call it out, we're here, we love it here. But there's a lot of people that are kind of masquerading. It's hard to call out a lot of companies because we've been here all day and there's several. But there's a lot of good. And so it's hard to kind of pinpoint at this point. We're inundated with all this information. That's what I'd say at this point. We've got to weed through so much stuff.
Do you ever find yourself looking into how food is produced or how it's farmed? Because there's so much out there about kind of antibiotic-free and free range and pasture raised, and have you looked down some of those roads?
Yes, I was very interested after I started my food journey, going down the road of how were the animals raised? What were they raised on? What was their feed? Was it pasture raised? Was it 100% grass fed and finished? There's all this lingo that you have to learn to kind of investigate what you're actually getting. And that was one of the biggest things for me, finding out, yes, chickens can be vegetarian fed, but are they fed GMOs? Are they fed corn and soy? What is it that they're actually putting into them? Because then eventually you're putting it into your body. So that's really a big investigative thing that we've done.
And Casey, as you started looking at those, at these various issues, have you gone out to farms or have you gone out to plants to actually see them firsthand?
Yeah, you know, we're just getting rolling. So we have people that Sunrise Ranch is one of them. We've dug really deep. Sunrise Ranch is based out of San Diego, California. And we go there. They have a farm in Central California that she's visiting next week. So we're really taking the steps to actually go, not just talk, not just read about, but actually go to companies and go to where they're sourcing stuff. So, yeah, that's a big thing for us.
So when you go out there and you see something and it either validates or maybe makes you think of it a little bit differently, does that immediately become a blog that you come back and be able to write about what you found when you took a good look at them?
Well, usually we've done a lot of investigating before we go out there, so we kind of have an idea of what we might want to blog about. And then once you go out there and you see what they have, it may kind of veer the way the blog goes, whether you agree and it's in line with what you think or maybe not. So it can definitely change the direction of a blog when you go out there, but usually I've done a lot of investigating before I actually go out to someplace.
So I'm curious, in the whole supermarket that might have 60,000 items in the supermarket, and of those, you particularly zone in on those that are making specific health claims or production practices claims, which is some fraction. I don't think all 60,000 are in that category, but do you target those that are claiming a certain story about what they're either contributing to health or how the food is grown?
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal for us. We really, our goal is to really, in this moment, expose so much good. As we're getting started, we want to shower people with what is good. But in the background, we are doing that. We are taking these companies and going, hey, what's the deal? But that's more secondary to us at this current time. We'll get there, but we really feel like there's so much good that is out there at the moment that we're trying to get that to the forefront while we do the investigation in the background for just that.
I am curious, now that you're getting your blog up and you've had some of these experiences, what's some of the feedback that you're getting? And consumers are saying, they're responding to you, and they're saying, well, that's really interesting. And Casey, have you had that, you're finding that they're reacting and saying, thank goodness you've identified this?
Oh, my gosh, it's been crazy. We're getting emails, we're getting texts, we're getting blog comments, we're getting social media comments all the time saying, thank you so much for doing this. This is what you guys are doing is new. It's different. Not a lot of people are doing this right now, and it's been really helpful. So we love that. That's just part of our mission, and we're glad that people are responding to it.
I've got to ask you, what motivated you to get this started? Was there some singular event that you either ran into, some experience that you've had personally, or that motivated you to say this is something that needs to be done?
Well, we both have autoimmune disease, so we were looking for ways to heal ourselves with food, and we found paleo, autoimmune paleo specifically, very helpful to us, and that kind of led us down this journey. And then once you find out where your food is coming from, how it's made, different things, you want to clean everything up. You want to clean up your food and all your different beauty products, household products, and you find out all the different things that maybe aren't done the way you thought they were. And it kind of made me angry. I can't believe that all this is, I thought people were taking care of me, and now I know that I really have to do all the investigating, because the bigger companies aren't necessarily doing things in my best interest. They're doing it in their pocketbook's best interest.
Well, you mentioned bigger companies. Is it limited to just big companies? I mean, are there equal offenders among small companies?
Oh, brother, they're equal offenders. They opportunity investigators.
And do you get your inspiration from actually going to the supermarket, or are you relying on what's coming up from people that have responded to your blog?
I'm going to the supermarket, and I'm finding things that I feel like I can eat, and then I investigate the companies that make those. So if it's a rice bar, sunflower seed rice bar, I'll go out and then investigate rice bar. Where do they source their ingredients? How do they process it? What's their packaging made out of? Everything. And so I take a lot of inspiration from the grocery store, but also feedback from people. Hey, have you checked into this product or that product? Then I'll go out and I'll do an investigation on that as well.
I'm curious what the motives are behind doing the wrong thing. I mean, I think you'd like to think that most people want to do the right thing. Does it appear to be just a profit motive that you're running into people that are seem to be cutting corners to try to just make a little bit more money to their bottom line? Are you getting a theory put together on what motivates doing it wrong?
Money, 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 money. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. I really, from my investigation so far, it hasn't revealed anything contrary to that so far. But we're just at the beginning, so we'll see what it holds.
Do you find that when you talk to people that are suspicious and that are feeling questioning whether food is really what it's claimed to be, do you think they've become more cynical in recent years, or has it always been about this level?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a lot more cynical. I mean, I was just on Netflix the other day looking at the documentaries, and half of them are all about food and where our food is sourced and how it's provided. So I think as we continue to grow in this area and there's a lot of light shined on it, people are getting cynical. But I also don't totally think it's cynical. It's almost realistic. They're not getting cynical. They're broadening their horizons to what the reality has been and has always been, unless we're going back way, way, way back. So I think it's more reality than cynicism, I guess.
Do you think someday that our retailer might say, oh, my gosh, Sister's Undercover or looking into what we're having in our store? Do you hope to kind of aspire to that your actions are going to maybe cause another level of oversight or a little more care in supplying and merchandising?
Well, I hope we can start a movement, a bigger movement than what's going on now, because I think people don't know enough what they're putting into their bodies. And I kind of feel like right now we're guinea pigs. And we don't know what we're doing to our bodies. So I hope that Sisters Undercover can bring to light the good and the bad and just kind of bring some awareness and get people motivated to do their own investigating as well.
I'm wondering, though, when you talk about people doing their own investigating and you two sisters doing this investigation yourself, is there a sense that some of this should have been or used to have been done by regulators and that perhaps the regulation is insufficient now? Because it seems like that this is a big task to have to take on, that claims are, in fact, what they seem to be.
And I think what I found is just because it's FDA approved or just because the USDA says it's okay doesn't necessarily mean that it is good for you. So in that respect, I think that's one part of it. And yeah, I just don't know. I just don't know exactly what's out there.
You're on an interesting journey. I mean, it's a journey of discovery, and you're out there looking into this. Now, I guess one thing kind of moving towards a wrap-up on some of these questions right now is where this all goes, because I think this is really interesting, but it says a lot that not only that the two of you feel that this is something worth looking into, but you start having people paying attention to your blog and you start getting encouraged and you're finding out that others have the same thought. Does it ever strike you that it's strange that it's gotten to this point when there's so much information, there's so much advertising, and people are trying to put more and more things on labels like non-GMO or range-fed or something?
I think it's interesting, kind of also going back to what she said, it's these regulators, we want to say, yes, of course they should be doing this. They should have been doing this all along. But the fact of the matter is they're not. And we can't just hope and pray that they will. We have to take action in our own being. We have to do what's right for ourselves, and we have to be proactive in it. So in a perfect world, I'd love it if everything was labeled perfectly and correctly and all the regulators were great, but that's not the world we're going to live in or ever going to live in. And so it's up to us.
And Carol, I want to ask you, I mean, how much of this do you think is the supermarket's responsibility? If they're choosing what products that get on the shelf, should they be doing it? Should they have supermarket undercover, I guess? Do they need to be having sisters undercover to be checking more of everything they're putting on the shelf is what it appears to be?
Well, I think it's all consumer-driven. So if you don't buy the product, they're not going to supply it. So I really think, I don't know really if it's if the grocery stores are responsible. I think the consumers are responsible. We need to take that power back.
Well, let's just wrap up on that point then. As far as taking the power back, I think, Casey, I'm going to ask you if you're going to say, what suggestions do you have for consumers? What do you recommend for consumers?
That's a great question. I think on everything, there are resources out there. In your food, you can dig deeper. You have the ability to dig deeper with these companies. In the beauty care industry, you have the ability to look at a Skin Deep database or things of that nature. There are so many resources out there. You need to find them. They're there. But you have to do the work. And shameless plug, yes, sistersundercover.com, shameless plug. We're here to do a lot of that work, but it's really up to you to find it. And find us, and find other people that are doing this.
Carrie, anything to add to what Casey just said?
I think she just about covered it. I think that it's really important. There's websites on almost every product. There's phone numbers on every product. In the produce section, there's websites. You can research where that ingredient was farmed, and you can do your research on that. You can come to sistersundercover.com, but you can also do it for yourself.
Well, I want to thank you, Sisters Undercover, and you're out there undercover, but looking to see if things are what they are said to be, and the consumers are going to be grateful to you, and they can check it out on your website. So thanks again for being on Farm to Table Talk.